This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a fairy tale with a very unhappy ending. Jack the Giant Slayer, the movie based loosely on the story of Jack and the Beanstalk that opened this weekend, only made $28 million at the box office. Yes, a lot in absolute terms, but a trifle considering Warner Brothers is said to have spent more than $200 million to get the thing made. A big chunk of that budget went into special effects, and Disney takes up the special effects cause this weekend with its own wonder, Oz the Great and Powerful, which, according to the New York Times, tips the balance sheet at $325 million. We sent Marketplace's Queen of Kim to find out what kind of special effects you get for that kind of money.
Forget Dorothy. The hero of Oz the Great and Powerful is Oscar Diggs, a huckster magician played by James Franco.
Am I dreaming?
You're in Oz.
The royal treasure of Oz.
The trailer promises an eye-popping 21st century Oz, thanks to the wonders of CGI or computer-generated imagery. And that comes with a hefty price tag. Jason E. Squire is a professor of film at the University of Southern California.
There are two major costs for movies. There's budget and there's marketing.
Squire says that Disney is probably spending about $125 million for marketing. As for the rest of the $200 million?
It basically comes down to CGI.
Despite such flops like Jack the Giant Slayer and Disney disaster John Carter, a sci-fi movie that was chock full of CGI, studios continue to make a huge investment in special effects. Porter Bibb is with Media Tech Capital Partners.
It seems to be the only way that the target moviegoers, 18 to 24, will pay to come to see a movie in a theater.
He says young moviegoers make up about 80% of the theater-going audience.
I'm not sure I buy into that theory.
Hal Vogel is a longtime entertainment analyst.
The box office, in terms of admissions, has been sluggish for now for about 10 years.
He says no amount of special effects has changed that. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.